The scripture for today's message is Psalm chapter 7, verse 17. I will give thanks to the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet and GCN TV viewers. The title of this message is The Heart of Thanksgiving. Psalm 7 verse 17 says, I'll give thanks to the Lord according to His righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. A Father God of love always wants to give good things to His children. As we walk in the light and stay in His grace and love, we can live a life of unceasing thanks and praise. On this Feast of Harvest, we will examine three reasons of thanksgiving. I hope that as I explain each reason, you can give a thicker aroma of thanks to God the Father. I pray in the name of the Lord that God may delight in the aroma of your heart and give more grace and blessing to your soul, family, work, and business. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first reason of our thanksgiving is that God helps us to find the meaning of our lives. Today, many people in the world do not know the true meaning of their lives and pursue meaningless things. And even those who go to church live lives which are not much different from that of worldly people, except they attend Sunday services. They put their value, a good house, a good car, good clothes, good food, honor, fame, knowledge, and so on. They have the goal of enjoying such things a little bit more on this earth. If they find they don't enjoy life as much as others do, they think they fail in their lives and they feel miserable and disheartened. Some enjoy great wealth and honor, but they still feel lonely with a sense of emptiness in their heart. They then seek after the lusts of the world all the more. Some of them say, it'll be over once I die, and commit suicide resulting from the feeling of futility of life. They are like a sheep just drifting in the vast ocean with the broken compass. But those of you who've heard the gospel of holiness are not like them. How thankful we should be for understanding the purpose and meaning of life, why we were born and how we should live. Now, why do you live your life? The life given to us on this earth is the time for us to recover the image of God, to come before the throne of God the Father in New Jerusalem. Until our Lord soon comes to take us back, we are to prepare for our eternal lives in heaven. According to all we do on this earth, such as our worship, prayer, and faithful work, God will render His reward to us. Therefore, whenever we eat and drink or whatever we do it for the glory of God. When we live with this hope, how joyful and happy can we be every day? We become full of joy whenever we think of the grace of salvation. To the extent we cast off sin and change, in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we become happy. As we come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, we'll live our lives in the rushing stream of joy. And we will eventually live in heaven with glory and happiness. I hope that you can sing even stronger praise of thanks to God the Father who gives you this joy. Brothers and sisters, the second reason of thanksgiving is that God the Father blesses us to live a healthy life. Our Father God wants to give us only the good things, both in spiritually and physically. He doesn't say, since you have the grace of salvation and hope for heaven, for it you ought to live a life of suffering on the earth. Just as the 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. The Father wants us to prosper and to be in good health. We are constantly told our happiness is in the way of our soul and spirit prospering. Exodus 15 verse 26 says, And he said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Let me read it again. If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, so if you will listen to our Father God well, and do what is right in His sight, and give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, all the diseases and germs and viruses will not be put on to us. None of them. And I was certain about this word of God. I believed it 100%. So, from this altar, you know, I expressed it many times, right? If a disease germs comes to me, I mean, had ever come to me, then I will take the full responsibility. I think I have expressed a couple of times, many times. All diseases and germs, there are thousands, countless, and nobody knows what kind of disease or germs will sneak into my body or by my mistake. It can happen, right? But I can proclaim. Why? Because Father God protects me and be with me, and it will never happen to me. And I believe it. That's why I proclaim it. But it's not because I got sick because of diseases or I caught in a cold. I've never caught in a cold. Not a single disease, ever. For many, many years. That's why I am so confident to say like that. So, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Father God is the healer. So, He will not put any of them on us. So if you believe in this truly, then not a single disease will come to you. You should not make an excuse. You know, I'm sick because of that and because of this. You know, it's just an excuse. Those who act in righteousness in the sight of God, that is, those who live in the truth and recover the image of God the Father every day, will not lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Since God surrounds those who live a life of spiritual faith with spiritual light, diseases cannot sneak into them. Even existing diseases and germs will be burnt. Many people who were once weak, who tired easily, who slacked off in the church attendance and faithfulness to their duties and service, they soon became healthy and testified. Since they became healthy, they can be more faithful to their duty and possess greater hope for heaven. Even when you get sick, you already know what you should do. That is, you look back on yourself, repent, and break down the wall of sin. If you got nothing to repent, you can then give thanks more and rejoice more. When you show your faith that can please Father God, God the Almighty and Healer will take care of you and heal you no matter how serious your disease or infirmity is. Moreover, this church has the power that you cannot find anywhere else. It is easier here to meet God and experience God. As you meet the living God and experience Him like this, your faith can grow up. It is the spiritual faith that grows up by which you can believe in and depend on God, not only for a matter of disease, but also for any problems of life. So I urge you to give more thanks to God who can solve anything, not just diseases, but the God who gives the ones you to receive only happiness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the third reason of thanksgiving is that Father God gives us the blessing of New Jerusalem. The Lord said in Matthew 11:12, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force." Once we accept the Lord and receive salvation, we must diligently take heaven by force. From paradise to the first kingdom, to the second, to the third, and to New Jerusalem, we should diligently take it by force. And how do we do it? We should cast off sin, not only in action, but also in heart and in thought. We should eventually pull out sinful attributes in the heart and accomplish sanctification. And we should be faithful in all God's house. Many people read the Bible, but they don't understand its spiritual meanings, and they don't discern the will of God. They don't know what it is to take heaven by force. They don't know of New Jerusalem. When the Bible mentions paradise, the third heavenly kingdom, or New Jerusalem, they consider them all the same heaven. They just vaguely guess. Since they don't know the idea of pulling out sinful attributes and being sanctified, they cannot try to be sanctified. In overseas countries, in this country, many big pastors ask me to pray. And nowadays, they know that, and they believe that once they receive my prayer and they are healed. So there are such requests. So what about you then? You know the different places of heaven and the heavenly life in each of them. You even know the details of how to get there, how high your spiritual level is. This alone can be your reason for thanksgiving. Even though God taught us it all, there are still those who don't go the way. And so, God the Father gave us greater grace. He let me fill up justice by 99%, and let those who are one with me in trust and love enter New Jerusalem by filling up just 1%. God the Father sent you an invitation card to New Jerusalem, along with the map that shows you the way in detail. And for those who could not come, He now sends you a car to come to New Jerusalem. You don't need to walk or run. Once you hop into the car, you can easily go to New Jerusalem. Therefore, I urge you not to hesitate anymore. I hope that you can march on toward New Jerusalem all the more with joy and thanks. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, after this message, we will have Holy Communion. In this Holy Communion, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus who gave of his filth, who gave of his flesh and blood for us. At the same time, we make sure that as we receive such love of the Lord, we will always eat his flesh and drink his blood. Our Lord said in John 6, verse 53, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves." To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to learn and take in the Word of God. It is to cultivate the Word into spirit in the heart and to turn the heart into truth. And to drink His blood is to show the deeds of obedience to the Word of God by faith as we learn it. Brothers and sisters, most of you should understand the spiritual meaning in this. The important thing is, however, not in how well you understand it, but it is in the extent to which you eat his flesh and drink his blood. How long you've been a Christian, what title or position you hold in the church, are not what makes your spiritual faith grow. It is in how and how much you eat the flesh and drink the blood of Son of Man that your faith will grow. Once you learn you should get rid of hatred, you should immediately make an effort to find it in your heart and get rid of it. The moment you have a feeling of, "I dislike him" or "I hate him," you should turn that thought and feeling into, "No, I don't dislike him. I don't hate him." At the same time, you should put change into practice. When you come across someone you used to ignore, you should now actively greet him and shake hands with him. You do something that can please him, or you give him a gift. You don't do it just once or twice, but you do it until you can love him. Moreover, you should pile up, the love of Father, the depth of Father God's love is like this, and you will be covered. So you don't just do it just once or twice. Until the end, you should give love, and you should endure, you should be patient, and you should forgive. You should be able to do it until the end. 70 times 7? 490 times? Which means until it becomes perfect, until it's the end. That's spiritual love. Moreover, you should pile up prayers to pull out the root of a sinful attribute called hatred from your heart. Then, the Holy Spirit can help you, and the grace and strength of God can be upon you. Your heart will be filled with love, and hatred will be cast off. The same applies to hot temper, adulterous mind, arrogance, and greed. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood is eventually how to come into spirit and whole spirit. When you eat bread and drink wine, please put the meaning of the Holy Communion into your heart once again. May you completely enjoy all the blessings that God is giving you by diligently eating the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you. Father, there are many prayer requests from other countries. Father, please lay your hands on them, even though I don't call their names, and bless them and let them receive answer to their prayer requests. Bless them, Father. Dr. Maurice Lowe from the States blessed him to be healed of heart disease. Bless Bob Powers the previous NRB vice president. Bless him to be set free from depression and all the worries. Let them recover peace of mind and joy. Bless him to get another job. Bless Pastor Oh Taeng-man of Korea. His father got a brain surgery. Bless him to have tumor from his lung and to be healthy. Please lay your hands on him, transcending space and time, and burn the tumor and all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the lung be cleansed by fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Bless Svetlana to deliver baby well on August 3rd. Bless Kyung Lin to be healed of cancer. Bless Sal Rose to be healed of a brain hemorrhage. Bless Aihua Lin to be healed of diabetes. Bless Siu Duing Lin to recover bad, lost eyesight. Bless Kevin Chung of nostril problem. Bless Daddy Hulu to be healed of pain on his knees. And bless Jenny Lin to be healed of allergy. Bless Hong Ara sister to come to Seoul as a student in Seoul National University. Bless Pastor Jaewon Lee to attend for the pastor's seminar. Bless missionary Ang Hubayar to get a visa to Korea. Bless Manuel of Spain to be healed of cancer. Bless Natalia of Ukraine to get promoted. Bless Sergei to get the lost computer well. And bless all the prayer requests from India and Moldova and China. And bless In Victory readers and TV and Russia viewers. Bless them and heal their diseases and burn all their diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father God, bless them. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.